Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Welcome back to the show, the DL Link Show, where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. Carrying on with putting pen to paper, expressing words, sentiments, feelings. Well, Donna Ashworth has become one of those. And it was a year ago that we had Donna on the show. We were talking about wild hope. And I must say, when Donna shared where she lives in the hills in Scotland with her husband and her sons and their dogs, and she started writing, connecting with people on Facebook and then writing these beautiful words. It was such a joy. And really to dip into Wild Hope throughout the year, actually, I've had the book. And then to get a copy of Donna's new release, Growing Brave. So it's wonderful to have Donna on the show again, and to discuss this magnificent gift, Growing Brave. Donna, welcome. Great to have you back.
Oh, it's lovely to be back. Thanks for having me again.
Oh, with that gorgeous voice and that gorgeous lilt. It's just wonderful, wonderful, Donna. So, yeah, I mean, I just sort of rambled on. But, I mean, a year ago we discussed how, you moved with your husband and your two sons and you moved into the countryside, really, which for me, it just ticks every box. And it was during a difficult time, you know, we had COVID and prior to COVID, I think it was in 2018, you started your social media account and you wanted to create the space for women. And then it just kind of exploded. You started to write. You started quoting other people, and then you thought, hang on, I've got all these insights and quotes and poems that seem to be dropping into my consciousness every now and then from who knows where. And you started to share that on social media, and that's when things started to turn for you. Am I correct?
That's it. That's exactly what happened.
And, you know, I remember last year you said, you know, Nikki, when I write, I want to write in a way that it's easy for people to read. I don't want poetry to be something that is difficult to understand or to relate to. And when I read all of, you know, people reviewing you, people all talk about how you touch them. I mean, Dawn French says, powerful and comforting. Donna's words could change your life. Davina McCall, Donna Ashworth has a way of formulating words that melts me. I feel as if the universe has sent me her book to tell me I'm on the right course. And that's it, Donna. It's that you write in such a relatable way. And it's not simple writing. I don't want anyone to think it's simple. It's so beautiful, but you just have a way of connecting with people. And has that just come naturally? Was that just easy for you? Or do you sometimes have to say, no, just simplify it a little bit? Or is this just part of the flow?
It's very deliberate. I do. And the word simple is not something that I find offensive at all.
Good.
Because it is exactly what I set out to do, and it's what I continue to try to do. And there's a really strong reason for that, and that is that whenever we need something the most is the time that we cannot absorb it. When we're overwhelmed, when we're down or under or whatever way you describe it, when you feel, you know, completely out of yourself, you need to read something, but you can't. You can't access a self-help book. You're not in a place where you can take anything in. And in this busy world and the way that we read now with our popcorn brains and information is constantly available, it needs to cut right through, and it needs to be very strong with its message and say, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. And that will then kickstart the thought process within your mind. Your perspective might shift, or you'll be able to quickly relate it back to what you're going through and use it. And the word there being use, I wanted these words to be used every day, not just at funerals or weddings, high days and holidays, but every single day, whatever you're facing, there are words that will just help. And so it has to be simple. It's not simple to write simply. I'm a waffler. I'm a real waffler. So, you know, I have to, with intent, make sure that almost like, you know, taking out the whey from milk, you know, get rid of all the other stuff. What is the key here? And what do I want you to take away? But try and make it beautiful. And, you know, with good imagery as well. So yeah, it's all very deliberate and intentional.
And beautifully so. And Donna, when you were saying that, and I was just thinking about this tremendous following that you have, and so you release Wild Hope, and you know, it's a bestseller, and now you're moving into the next year, and you're inspired, and these words and whatever comes to you, and you can share that with the audience. Do you feel the pressure? Do you feel, oh my goodness, I have to do better than the one before? Does that come into your creative process at all? Does it hinder you at all?
It can do. I mean, it would be, it would not be true to say otherwise, because I have seen that processes every possible thought and scenario at all times. So I think all of these things, and the pressure is always there. And Wild Hope, went straight into the Sunday Times list. And Growing Brave did the same. But had it not, that might have been, something that hindered me a little bit or worried me or set me off my track. And I think the constant battle to remember why we do things, what's the real,
That's it.
what is important. And what is important is the way that the words are constantly used. Are they still being shared? Are they still, because if they're stopped being shared, that they're no use to anyone. So I chase the abundance. I chase the book sales, not for the money. There's not a huge amount of money in a book sale for an author. Not for the sort of validation or the acclaim, but for the knowing that the abundance is happening with the words, they're getting it out there, they're being shared. Snowball is snowballing. That can only ever end in a wonderful result for me and anyone reading them or sharing, because the more we talk, the better things get, and that's just, fact. So I try and look at it as a whole abundant snowball. It's not me, it's not my success, it's the success of poetry and words and people coming together to say, I've got something that might help. Here it is.
I actually have to repeat what you said because I think it's really, really important that you do chase the abundance, but not for the validation or for the acclaim or for the money. You chase the abundance so it can have the snowball effect of being shared, and it can end in this wonderful result for the success of poetry. And I love, you know, if that doesn't say everything about your writing, I don't know what does, Donna. So, you know, I had a pretty tough year. I lost my father this year, and I have to say that reading and dipping into Wild Hope for me was exactly what you have wanted it to be. Just a few words, a few lines, and that's all I can say on that. Really, really. And I know that you've said before that that you like at the beginning of the year to choose a word. And I think this past year was the word brave. You was that your word,
That
brave?
was the year before. So every time I have a word for the year, a book comes out on that year with that word and what I found and how it affected my life. So Wild Hope came from the year before with, after lockdown, I became fascinated with hope and how it helps people get through things that are quite unimaginable. And then it was Brave. And then my word for the year last year was actually, this year, sorry, was actually faith and trust. So faith and trust mean the same thing to me in that context. So I don't know if I'm going to be doing a book on faith and trust, but we'll see. But the
Let's
focus
see.
word, I think, is a wonderful thing for everyone to do. And it's not actually about the word that you choose. It's about the act of having a word that is chosen by you or for you. Because if you are in the midst of things, or your brain is running over, or you're feeling low, thinking about the word and applying it into the context of what you're going through is mindfulness. It brings you into the moment. It cuts through all the noise and the chaos in your brain. It's a focus, and it can help you just gather and, reset and think, change your perspective. And that, to me, perspective is everything, no matter what.
Indeed, it is, Donna. Do you have Growing Brave in front of you? You do?
I do.
I mean, these poems, but there's the comparing. On page 147, if we've got the same pages, and I would love you, if you don't mind, to read the comparing to our audience. Would you mind that?
I'd love to. I've never read it out before.
Well, here we go.
How exciting for me. Thank you. The comparing. I can tell you why comparison wounds your creativity as deeply as it does. Because your soul is beautiful. When you look at other people's work, the breadth of their talent hits your gloriously open heart like a punch. In the same way that the joys in this life come in such technicolor, they can often feel like pain. And as the wonder of their skills overwhelms your senses, your own shrink away in perspective. Because you cannot for one moment believe that this will happen exactly the same way other people view yours.
Yes.
But it does, my friend, it does. So the next time someone else's beauty erases all traces of your own, remember this. Someone somewhere is looking at something you made or did and feeling exactly the same. And there is plenty of room and such dire need for us all to keep creating exactly as we do.
Thank you, Donna. And I love that we can take that energy, hopefully, all of us, into 2025.
Yes.
And realize what we can do, and taking that one word, as you said, very consciously putting it into the context of what is happening in your life. And I love your faith and trust. I may use faith and trust for 2025 myself.
Well, I would love you to. It's a really good one because it can mean so many things to so many different people, but the idea being that when you get to a certain point in your life, there is a lot that you know, and you know yourself, and you know, you can cut through a million layers of confusion and, you know, lack of self-worth and imposter syndrome and all of the things that fight for attention in our brains, and you can go straight to the knowing, the trust, the belief that there is more, that we are held, you know, that we are enough, that it will be okay, that everything, you know, will feel better. That just that little grain of comfort from the knowing, I think is a massive help.
Yeah. And as you say, you know, taking time and being mindful about it. You talk about the popcorn brain, and we really do have very little attention. Something's always vying for our attention, and it just pulls us further and further away from the essence of who we are. And if we can use these words to bring ourselves back, wouldn't that be absolutely amazing?
And it so does for people, work.
Yes, yes. And for people who are feeling pretty inspired by listening to you, you know, coming from where you came from in 2018, starting a bit of social media, putting it out there, and obviously the talent's always been there, but being brave enough to put it out there. Are you quite disciplined about how you move forward with your writing and getting your books out there, or do you just wait for the flow?
I think I'm probably a good mixture of both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can be quite, it's a strange one. I love what I do. It comes naturally to me. That the words have always been the easy part. My husband and I were in the car yesterday, and I wrote a poem called Merry Christmas, Mother Christmas, about, you know, the load that women take at Christmas time and how Father Christmas gets all the, you know, the accolade. And he was like, how can you just do that sitting there with the radio on and on your phone? The words have never been the tricky part. The bravery has been a real work, trying to get over myself, to get the words out there, to get over the cringe and the, you know, the sharing such deep parts of your soul, the criticism, you know, the feeling bare for all to, you know, to see. That's where the work comes in. The standing up on stage and speaking in front of hundreds of people, that's where the work comes in. The discipline to sit down and write or get my proofreading done, that to me is all joyous. I had 3,000 books to sign last week, and they were sitting there because we moved house again. They were sitting there waiting for me, and I kept looking up thinking, oh my God, I've got to do these books.
Wow.
Then I reminded myself, I get to do these books,
Yes.
get to sign 3,000 books. Now, 6 years ago, the version of me that I was then would have been absolutely overjoyed, delighted, and excited beyond measure that anybody wanted a book that I had signed. And I think just reminding yourself constantly the difference between I have to or I get to, the gratitude. So, I go off on a tangent a lot, but in answer to your question, the flow of the words is always there, and that's the easy, natural part. Everything else I have to be disciplined about and make myself do it, but in the least pressurized way, because I don't respond well to pressure. It just makes me overwhelmed and underperform. So I try to be kind to myself about it and say no to the things that I know are going to drain me for what I need to be doing, which is to be able to work and be here for my family and be a good friend and a good person and nice to be around. This was always meant to be a wonderful way of life to write and to live in the country. And that's quite something I'm very protective about.
Well, I'm just sitting here with a huge smile on my face. I love when you go off on a tangent. I love the words that come out of your mouth. Everything you say, I find deeply inspiring, Donna.
So kind.
And I hope that people who are listening, also with our first guest, Andrea, who just wrote a book. And I hope that everyone gets to connect with that side of themselves, because we don't have to publish the work that we do, but to be able to just take that time, be mindful, as you've said it, be intentional, and sometimes just express and connect with what's deeply inside of ourselves is a gift. So thank you for the gift. Thank you for the inspiration. Thank you for these beautiful words, the prolific work that comes out from you. What a gift. You are certainly a channel of much inspiration and joy. So thank you, Donna. And for people who want to, I'm presuming at all good bookstores, what a wonderful read over the December holidays, and also for gifts.
Yes, that I made them to be gifted. That is the joy in it for me, and it works well. A random page a day, once you've read it, or even from the very get-go, a random page a day, it always works. Random is never random, and it seems to give you just what you need in that moment. And thank you. I'm the one with the big smile on my face listening to you say all that. Thank
Oh, thank you,
you for
Donna.
having me.
Oh, thank you, and all the best. Hope you enjoy the rest of your
You
December
too.
with your family. Wonderful Christmas, and hopefully we'll be chatting again same time next year. God bless.
Same
Go
time
well.
next year.
Thank you.
Okay, thank
Bye-bye.
you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Donna Ashworth, Sunday Times best-selling poet. And if you, wherever you are you going on holiday? Are you gifting someone? Are you looking for something? Growing brave, beautiful, 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 filled with the most glorious poems and insights. So it was so wonderful having Andrea on the show. It was so wonderful having Donna on the show. And it was so wonderful being in your company. Remember that the show will be podcast and will be on the High FM website from tomorrow. For me, Nikki Sabarini, until next time, look after yourself, take care, be kind, think of a word, be intentional, connect with that inner genius, inner creative side, and let it loose. Until we meet again, God bless you and take care.